Part 13.5, Low-Tech Presentation Aids. One reason for using digital media is that they cannot be prone to physical damage in the forms of smudges, scratches, dents, and rips. Unlike posters and objects, presentation software can be kept professional-looking if you have to carry them through a rainstorm or blizzard. However, there are times when it makes sense to use low-tech media for presentations. Here are some directions for those times. Dry erase board. If you use a chalkboard or a dry erase board, you are not using a prepared presentation aid. Your failure to prepare visual aids ahead of time can be interpreted in several ways, mostly negative. If other speakers carefully design, produce, and use attractive visual aids, yours will stand out by contrast. You will be seen as the speaker who does not take the time to prepare even a simple aid. Do not use a chalkboard or a dry erase board and pretend it is a prepared presentation aid. However, numerous speakers do utilize chalk and dry erase boards effectively. Typically, these speakers use the chalk or dry erase board for interactive components of a speech. For example, maybe you are giving a speech in front of a group of executives. You may have a PowerPoint all prepared, but at various points in your speech, you want to get your audience's responses. More recent technologies, such as on iPads, allow you to do the interaction on the screen, but this would have to be supported by the environment. Chalk or dry erase boards are very useful when you want to visually show information that you are receiving from your audience. If you ever use a chalk or dry erase board, follow these four simple rules. 1. Write large enough so that everyone in the room can see, which is harder than it sounds. It is also hard to write and talk at the same time. 2. Print legibly. Don't write in cursive script. 3. Write short phrases. Don't take time to write complicated sentences. 4. Be sure you have markers that will not go dry and clean the board afterward. Flip chart. A flip chart is useful for situations when you want to save what you have written for future reference or to distribute to the audience after the presentation. As with whiteboards, you will need good markers and readable handwriting, as well as a strong easel to keep the flip chart upright. Posters. You may have the opportunity in your college years to attend or participate in a poster session. These are times during an academic conference where visitors can view a well-designed poster depicting a research project and discussing it one-on-one with the researcher. These kinds of posters are quite large and involve a great deal of work. They can be generated from PowerPoint, but often require a special printer. Otherwise, posters are probably not the best way to approach presentation aids in a speech. There are problems with visibility as well as portability. Avoid producing a presentation aids that look like you simply cut pictures out of a magazine and pasted them on. Slapping some text and images on a board looks unprofessional and will not be viewed as credible or effective. Handouts. Handouts are appropriate for delivering information that the audience members can take away with them. As we will see, handouts require a great deal of management if they are to contribute to your credibility as a speaker. First, make sure the handout is worth the trouble of making, copying, and distributing it. Does the audience really need the handout? Second, make sure to bring enough copies of the handout for each audience member to get one. Having to share or to look at one's neighbor does not contribute to a professional image. Under no circumstances should you ever provide a single copy of a handout to pass around. It is distracting and everyone will see it at different times in the speech, which is also true about passing any object around the room. There are three possible times to distribute handouts: before you begin your speech, during the speech, and after your speech is over. Naturally, if you need your listeners to follow along in a handout, you will need to distribute it before your speech begins. If you have access to the room ahead of time, Place a copy of the handout at or on each seat in the audience. If not, ask a volunteer to distribute them as quickly as possible while you prepare to begin speaking. If the handout is a takeaway, leave it on the table near the door so those audience members who are interested can take one on their way out. In this case, don't forget to tell them to do so as you conclude your speech. It is almost never appropriate to distribute handouts during your speech, as it is distracting, takes up time, and interrupts the pace of your presentation. Conclusion. To finish this chapter, we will recap and remind you about the principles of effective presentation aids. Whether your aid is a slideshow, object, a person, or a dry erase board, these standards are essential. Presentation aids must be easily seen or heard by your audience. Squinting and head cocking are not good reactions. Neither should they look at the screen the whole time and ignore the speaker. Presentation aids must be portable, easily handled, and efficient. Presentation aids should not disappear when not in use. Presentation aids should be aesthetically pleasing, which includes in good taste. Avoid shock value just for shock value. You might want to show pictures of diseased organs and teeth, deformities, or corpses for your speech to make a point. But context is everything. Will your audience react so strongly that the overall point is missed? Additionally, electronic media today allows you to create very busy slides with varieties of fonts, colors, collages of photos, etc. Keep in mind the principles of unity and focal point. Color is another aesthetic aspect. Some colors are more soothing, readable, and appropriate than others. Also, the color on your slides may be different when projected from what is on your computer. Finally, presentation aids must support your speech and have high relevance to your content. This chapter has covered a wide range of information about all kinds of audio and visual aids. But audiences today expect and appreciate a professionally designed and handled presentation aids. The stakes are higher now, but the tools are many.